Hey, so I know you haven't been feeling the best, and I wish I could do more for you. I just want to remind you that you're so beautiful. And I know beautiful is a weird gender term, whatever, but like, it may be cheesy, but I don't think anybody is ugly. Unless they're ugly on the inside, and you are not ugly on the inside. You care so much about everything. I think that's kind of the reason why you may be a little down right now. It's because you care a lot, and that's a beautiful thing to care. But you also care a lot about the negative stuff, too, and there's a lot of negative stuff. I just want to let you know you're beautiful. And I know when you're looking in the mirror, it's really, really easy to just analyze every little flaw. But one thing that made me feel better is that we actually don't really see ourselves. I don't know if it's some random science thing that's been disproven, but apparently if you were to see yourself on the street, you wouldn't recognize yourself. And if you look in a mirror, you see a mirrored version of yourself. If you look into a phone camera, I don't want to get existential. I don't want you to freak out about it. But what I'm saying is most people see themselves as less attractive than they actually are. Because you see yourself 24/7. Think about it like this. If you're an artist and you draw something, right? The more you stare at it, the more you see all the little flaws or how messed up it is or how you could have done something better. But if you were to show that to someone for the first time, they'd be like, "Wow, this is incredible. It's art." Art shouldn't be judged. It shouldn't be critiqued and picked apart. Yeah, there's art critics, but what is art? It's subjective. It's what matters to you. And you matter to me. And you are art. So I don't give a shit about all the little things you think that are wrong about you. I know you care a lot about that, and I don't wanna, invalidate your insecurities, because insecurities are something that we all feel. And it's valid to feel hurt. But don't fixate on it. Don't think it's the end of the world. Don't think that you're less valuable because of your flaws. You know my favorite kinds of tattoos? The ones with flaws. Because if everybody had a perfect cookie cutter tattoo, then we'd all have the same tattoo. I like the little doodles. Have you seen those with like little cats? And like, they're really goofy. It looks like a toddler drew it, but that's the part of it that's endearing and real and personal, and I think you're all those things. I don't want to devalue you by comparing you to a tattoo or a drawing because you're not two-dimensional. You're so much more than that. But if you can see what I'm saying, and that we find beauty in the smallest things, in the smallest flaws, that those flaws actually make something even more beautiful, even more unique, even more personal to us. If you can see that on a piece of paper or a piece of skin, maybe you can see that in your skin. Sorry for rambling. I don't know if it made too much sense, but I hope the message got across that you're beautiful. You're so beautiful. I don't know if you prefer handsome, but I think the word beautiful is great for everybody. Because the sunrise is beautiful. A really, really nice plate of food is beautiful. Light, when it reflects off of the moon, that shit's beautiful as fuck. Don't be afraid to call yourself beautiful. And if you struggle a little bit, I'm here to call you beautiful myself. You got this. Loving yourself is so fucking hard. And I'm still trying to figure it out myself. But you're not alone. And when you get to that place where you can look in the mirror and say, "I'm beautiful," just know I'll be cheering you on. And I'm so, so proud of you. Kind to yourself, please. You're worth it, and
You deserve it.
And if anyone has shit to say about your body or how you look, have you ever seen statues of gods and goddesses? They're not super fit and athletic and perfect. They have chub. They have rules. And there's those Renaissance paintings where they are super buff and masculine. But they're both equally beautiful. The idea of what's beautiful changes so, so much. Why try chasing it? If you're happy in yourself and you feel beautiful, other people can see that. You can wear the ugliest outfit ever, but if you are confident in that shit, everybody else is gonna be trying to buy that. Beauty is subjective. It's imaginary. What matters is how you feel about yourself, not anyone else. But if it's worth anything, I think you're doing just fine. Feel better.